Massachusetts, the state legislature has given preliminary approval to a constitutional amendment that would prohibit gay marriage and establish civil unions instead, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It took nearly 10 hours on their third day of debate for lawmakers to push this compromise amendment to a vote. It was billed as a kinder, gentler marriage ban because it also establishes civil unions with, quote, entirely the same benefits, protections, rights, and responsibilities as marriage. Lawmakers are expected to try to change that language when they reconvene at the end of the month for a final vote on the measure, but Senate President Robert Travolini says he believes the amendment will pass as is.
We have obviously overcome a significant hurdle that gives me the confidence and the reassurance that we can hold this coalition together.
From the beginning, this debate has been marked by horse trading and high-stakes parliamentary maneuvering. But ultimately, gay activists came up short. Arlene Isaacson, a lobbyist with the Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus, says her side lost lawmakers who feared political repercussions.
I've never had so many legislators cry when I've talked to them about a subject as this. A lot of I'm sorrys. Although in a number of cases, I said to them quite crassly, who are you kidding? You will never lose election in your district. But nonetheless, the fear seemed to overwhelm them.
Indeed, gay marriage will be a big issue when lawmakers come up for re-election in November, and many are worried. Democratic State Senator Brian Joyce supports gay marriage. After the session, he approached the crowd of gay activists outside the House chamber and appealed to them for their help in November.
I just found out that I'm one of those people that's going to get challenged over this issue, so I hope you do stand with me, and I promise to continue to stand with you, and thank you very much.
If this amendment passes its final vote, it will then have to be passed again by the new legislature next year, and then again by voters on a ballot question. The earliest that could happen is 2006. That means some same-sex couples may marry this spring, only to find themselves in legal limbo if a ban goes into effect 2 years later. The current amendment does not deal with that issue, but Ron Cruz with the Massachusetts Family Institute says he hopes yesterday's vote will push Republican Governor Mitt Romney to stop marriages from happening.
We believe this gives him fresh ammunition to do something. And now we believe the governor has things he can say and he can do to delay the implementation of the SJC decision until such time as the people will have the final say on the definition.
But if yesterday is any indication, the people of Massachusetts are as divided on this issue as their legislators.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thousands line the streets around the statehouse and jam the marble corridors within. Carrying babies and Bibles, they invoked both God and country, and tempers at times ran high.
Let me speak.
The debate inside was more civil, but no less passionate. Ultimately, supporters of gay marriage say they're disappointed with their loss, but they also note how far their efforts have come. As one lawmaker said, 2 years ago, we couldn't even get enough votes to approve benefits for domestic partners. Now, he said, we've got civil unions being supported as the conservative compromise. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.